Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's that time of year when we welcome Bill Haney back into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter. And Bill is here. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Theater by the Sea, another amazing year. And the beat goes on. Just last night, boy, are my arms tired.
I bet.
Just last night, I had the privilege and honor of doing the last show of Music Man, which was a lot of fun. Took about 6 weeks out of my life that I'll never have back.
And it did well. The good news is every review was a smash hit. So you had to do a part of that.
I know. I think I was the biggest part of it, actually.
Well, at one point you were the star, if you remember.
I was at in the first 30 seconds. I was the only one that spoke.
that's true too.
No, it was a lot of fun. Music Man was a great production. It was the second production of the year. And Theater by the Sea started off with Beehive, which I understand was a lot of fun. I didn't get to see it because I was involved with the rehearsals of Music Man. But
it was fun. It actually broke our first slot record, which I couldn't believe because Buddy did that last year.
Really?
Yeah, we keep beating that record, which is terrific.
Yeah, that's great news. And then Music Man rolled into town, as they say, and it was a great cast. It was so much fun. We had a great Harold Hill, a great Marion, the mayor.
Absolutely.
Tom, who was a local celebrity, Tom Gladow, and all kinds of people involved. And the quartet, which I was involved with, did get great reviews.
It was terrific.
That's because I found three good guys to sing with.
That's it.
That's the way it works. And then I can just ride along. But it was amazing. And now we're here tonight to talk about the next production rolling in, opening in just a few days. A huge production.
This is a big one.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, this is going to be one heck of a production. The cast is brilliant. The sets, the effects. It's keep in mind, as you know, because you were on it, that's not a big stage.
It isn't. It isn't real. There's not a lot of room for a cast.
No,
we had 30 people trying
exactly.
to
fit on there. Exactly. And you add a lot of sets to that. But we get to pull it off.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast is one of those that I'm sure most people are somewhat familiar with, the Disney production.
If you haven't seen Beauty and the Beast, either the animated feature or the huge live action that came out in the springtime, which was absolutely amazing, the grosses it did. So a lot of people have seen either one of these
right.
throughout the many years it's been around. And then the Broadway version has been touring. So this whole, most people probably have seen it if they had wanted to see it.
Now, you mentioned the Broadway version, and I've always wondered that the technicalities that go along with a Broadway show. It's on Broadway, and then it goes to tour, or then it becomes available for licensing to people like you, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Is there a particular time frame, or is it always different?
It's always different. But this show has been able to be licensed for probably the past, I don't know how many years, 10, 15 years.
Really?
I just decided to do it a year ago because it's a great title. I knew it would do a lot of business. It's in the perfect slot in both theaters. It's playing two different versions of this in both of my theaters right now.
We're talking about North Shore
Music Theater,
Beverly, Mass.
And and it was just, and then this movie came out and really put it over the top.
See, it's that magic touch you have.
I can't even take credit. I said, I didn't know it was coming out. I didn't know I'm making it.
You're
know?
Not supposed to admit that.
It's okay. Hopefully, I do enough smart things to say once in a while. I do a few not dumb things. Just didn't know things. You know,
lucky things.
Yeah. But no, I think it's helped the sales tremendously, and you know, keep in mind when people get to when the whole family gets to see something like the Beauty and the Beast movie right now, it just makes them want to see some in different version, and that's
correct.
Why it's doing. And it's Theater by the Sea, summertime. What better than this?
Well, why don't we start off with the opening of Beauty and the Beast right now?
Thank you. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. When he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late, for she had seen that there was no love in his heart. As punishment, she transformed him into a hideous beast, placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. Ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside his castle with a magic mirror as his only window to the outside world. The rose she had offered was truly an enchanted rose, which would bloom for many years. If he could learn to love another and earn their love in return by the time the last petal fell, then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope, for who could ever learn to love a beast?
Bill, one of the amazing things that I learned being in Music Man is how hard tickets are to get sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially Beauty and the Beast. Watch out.
I know. So if you'd like to do that ahead of time, not very much ahead of time. There are literally thousands of tickets probably sold for Theater by the Sea this summer. But you can still get tickets for Beauty and the Beast if you go to theaterbythesea.com, right?
Absolutely.
Or they can do it the old-fashioned way.
Pick up the phone, 401, they all know that part, 782-8587, and call our friend Vinny at the box office.
Talk to Vinny, and you get a special discount. Well,
yeah. Well, you can try.
But Beauty and the Beast playing now. It's going to open Wednesday with previews Wednesday and Thursday, and then the big opening night on Friday night, and then plays for 3 weeks after that.
Yep, so, I think it's a four-week run.
And then Mel Brooks.
Oh, my God, yes.
The producers.
Talk about, we only go from Music Man was big. Beauty and the Beast is bigger production-wise. The producers is one of the biggest shows because it goes to so many different places and everything is huge. So get ready for this one. And remember, I did it when I first took the theater over 10 years ago, and it was really a great production, and we hope to want to top ourselves, you know?
There you go. I'm sure it will. And a little interesting trivia fact that Tom Gladow, who does a lot of the pre-show announcements for Music Man, always mentions when the producers are coming that Mel Brooks just turned 91 years old last week.
I heard that. Yeah, and doing fine.
Yeah, there you go. So all you got to do is be a great creative mind like this,
and
you'll
is.
Keep going. Now, back to Beauty and the Beast. I know that there's going to be a lot of sets. There's going to be a lot of costume. We want to talk about all of those
flying
things.
We're doing flying on this one also. We seem to fly a lot in that family slot, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, the Beast, when the Beast transforms.
Mary Poppins,
Little Mermaid, Wizard of Oz, flying with the witch.
Yeah,
we seem to fly a lot.
let's fly away.
That's
all
it.
Right. Well, let's get to another piece of music from Beauty and the Beast. This one is Belle.
Like the one before, little town full of little people. day life always. The same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, good morning, monsieur.
And where are you off to today?
The bookshop. I just finished the most wonderful story about a beanstalk
and
an ogre.
Marie, the baguettes! Hurry up!
Look, there she goes. The girl is strange, no question. Dazed and distracted, can't you tell?
Never part of any crowd.
Cause her head's up on some cloud.
No denying she's a funny girl.
I borrowed.
Finished already?
Oh, I couldn't put it down. Have you got anything new?
Not since yesterday.
That's all right. I'll borrow this one.
That one? But you've read it twice.
Well, it's my favorite. Far off places, daring sword fights, magic spells, a prince in disguise.
If you like it all that much, it's yours.
But, sir.
I insist.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Look, there she goes. The girl is so peculiar. I wonder if she's feeling well.
With a dreamy, far-off look.
And her nose sunk in a book.
What a puzzle to the rest of us as well.
Oh, isn't this amazing? It's my favorite part because you'll see. Chapter 3.
Now it's no wonder that her name means beauty. Her looks have got no parallel.
But behind that fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd.
Very different from the rest of us.
She's nothing like the rest of us.
Yes, different from the rest of us. She's Belle.
I got it, Gaston! Wow! You didn't miss a shot, Gaston. You're the greatest hunter in the whole world.
I know.
No beast alive stands a chance against you. And no girl, for that matter.
It's true, LeFou. And I've got my sights set on that one.
The inventor's daughter?
She's the one. The lucky girl I'm going to marry.
But she's
the most beautiful girl in town.
I know,
that
but...
makes her the best. And don't I deserve the best?
Of course you do.
Right from the moment when I met her, saw her, I said she's gorgeous and I fell. Here in town there's only she who's as beautiful as me. So I'm making plans to woo and marry Belle.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea, and we've been talking a little bit about Music Man that just closed and a lot about Beauty and the Beast, which is opening this week, and we've been listening to music from Beauty and the Beast. An amazing show. If you haven't seen the movie or the animated subject, then you're behind the times, so you have to mm-hmm. get down to Theater by the Sea. And Bill is not only some amazing sets and costuming, and as we mentioned in the first segment, flying on stage, mm-hmm. but there's there's some movement that takes place, dancing.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of choreography. We've got a great team, Bob and Diane, director and choreographer. They've done a few shows for me, and they are one of my favorite teams of people to do theater. And I expect to put them in probably each theater at least once every season. That's how good they are and how good they are to work with.
Husband and wife team.
Husband and wife team.
That's not easy.
And unlike that other guy who directed your show, Mr. Richard Sabellico, pain in the neck. Just kidding. But Richard, yeah, the husband and wife. What was it, Richard?
Richard Sabellico directed Music Man and has directed other things at Theater by the Sea and all over the place on Broadway.
And he's
Broadway,
a good friend of mine. That's why I can say that.
That's,
you know?
Right. And I had the privilege of doing Music Man with him 25 years ago.
Amazing.
And here we were united again. We were the old men 25 years ago. We were really the old men this time.
That's hilarious.
But, the dancers were third my age. Wow. But I held up pretty good.
And you did. I saw the shows a few times. You were pretty good.
And I was able to come into work every morning at 5-something and do the news and then do the show in the evening. See? So, you know, the kids can't just keep up with
us. That's pretty darn good, I got to tell you.
I know. Now, back to Beauty and the Beast. Some of the people that are involved with this have worked with you before. I know that some of the actors and so forth have been in other productions. And
we have a lot of actors that float in and out all the time. It's amazing. When I do my hello to everybody in the beginning, I always say, for the people I recognize out there now, hello again. And for people who I don't recognize, come up and say hello to me. But you'd be surprised. Sometimes up to 30 to 40% of people come back. I think the reason is, and I'm not going to brag about this because it's not really me that does it. I tell them to do it. But I've got a great team of people. When you come to work at any of my theaters, you really feel, well, you know, you did it.
Absolutely,
you feel at
yeah.
home, you feel yeah. comfortable, you feel safe, and it's a great experience. We do cast parties, we do all kinds of things for the mm-hmm. cast, and they want to come back.
Right. Right.
And that's the trick to getting good talent.
And I think that's part of the reason that you get such great reviews and such the shows are such a success is the cast wants to be there. They want to do a good job. They want to do a good job for each other. They become a family, as you can imagine, and as well as for all the management and everybody else that's involved there, right?
Mm, down so it's to, actually a great experience, yeah.
Yeah, great. All right, let's get to this next song from Beauty and the Beast. It's called Home.
I made the choice, for Papa I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Is this where I shall learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, home will be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away. Home is too. Is this home? Is this what I must learn to believe in? Try to find something good in this tragic place. Just in case I should stay here forever, held in this empty space. Oh, but that won't be easy. I know the reason why. My heart's far, far away. Home's a lie. What I'd give nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away home and free.
One of the interesting things to me is we talked briefly just before this last piece of music about the family that's involved, the camaraderie, and how everything fits together. And sometimes you can find talented people, but that doesn't mean they like to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes some magic. I know that most people would be amazed to know that there's almost as many people working that they don't see.
Oh, absolutely.
Show like Music Man I'm referring to.
Behind the scenes folks?
Behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have almost as many tech people as you do actors. And we had 30 actors.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong on that. And the most interesting part about this whole process is when Music Man, I always say, collides with Beauty and the Beast, you got to understand, and you do, that as you finished your last 2 weeks of Music Man, there were another 30-plus creative team people already in Rhode Island at our studios getting ready to open Music Man, Beauty and the Beast, which opens
right.
3 days after you close, you know?
Right.
So that's got to, at that point, there are well over 100 and something people on our payroll. Got to be 150 if you consider the house staff also.
Sure, yeah.
At the same time, and keep in mind, we have to house all those out-of-town people. Yeah, it's a lot.
See, I saved you money.
You're local, exactly. We love it. Next time, take an actor as a roommate or two. I'd be really happy, you know?
There you go. All right. Well, it is amazing. And not only that, I was also going to get to the part that I think when you audition people, you have to know a little bit about their personality. You have to get a little bit of a feel for...
It's hard. I won't lie to you. We see them for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then if they're good enough to take the next step, they'll come to either another step or to what we call final callback if they've really gone through all the steps. And you still don't know. They'll spend maybe 10 minutes in final callback so I can decide who we want to play the Beast out of the five or six people who've whittled it down to. And you only hope. Sometimes you hear, you know, I don't work with that guy. He's bad. He's got a bad reputation, because reputations will follow actors also. But we've been surprised where we didn't know that person was not a good person. Mm-hmm. And you get through it. Sometimes you fire them. Sometimes you just, you know, you deal with the situations. Knock on wood, boom, 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 we've been pretty lucky.
Yeah.
And I hope to keep that luck. And I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but it's been pretty good.
But there's something to be said by, like you said, your reputation follows you. So if it's known that this person is, as you mentioned, a pain
yeah.
in the ass.
And whatever. People, the word gets out.
Yeah.
And there aren't that many theaters in America that we wouldn't hear it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I'm never a quiet person. When I have a bad time with somebody, I don't really, when I'm talking to my buddies out there, I say, oh, by the way, I had a really bad experience with this person, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, you have to, because
yeah.
you got to watch out for each other.
Without a doubt.
It is a community, and everybody should be able to work together. Let's get to another piece of music, and this one's a little bit longer, so I'm going to do that. Then we'll take another commercial break, and we'll be back with more of Theater by the Sea, Bill Haney, and The Beauty and the Beast.
She thinks she is. That girl is tangled with the wrong man.
Darn right.
No one says no to Gaston. Dismissed. Rejected. Publicly humiliated. It's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Who, you? Never. Gaston, you gotta pull yourself together.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd like to be you, Gaston, even when taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you, and it's not very hard to see why. No one's sleeping. slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's neck's as incredibly thick as Gaston. For there's no man in town half as manly. Perfect, a pure paragon. Ooh, you can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on.
No one's thick like Gaston, a kingpin like Gaston.
No one's got a swell cleft in his chin like Gaston.
As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
By what I got like Gaston.
Goodbye. I've got biceps to spare.
Not a bit of him scraggly or scrawny.
That's right, and every last inch of me's covered with hair.
No one hits like Gaston. Matches wins like Gaston.
In a spitting match, nobody spits like Gaston.
I'm especially good at expectorating.
Three!
And one for Gaston.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. And now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a barge.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea. And if you have not yet, if you're one of the two people left in New England that have not been to Theater by the Sea, you've got to get down there. It's an amazing place. Lots of things besides the historic barn, which is, you know, like 80 years
85,
old.
85, 83 to 5 years old, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of history there in the theater itself.
Many stars, Marlon Brando, Mae West, Groucho Marx. I could go on for an hour.
Jackie Gleason.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a list a mile long.
Yeah, and it's a and I've played there a couple
times.
Well,
that's the top of the list.
Yeah, there you go. But if you'd like to go down to Theater by the Sea, you can always walk up to the box office, see Vinny,
and stroll the grounds. They absolutely look terrific this time of year. It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful. There's beautiful gardens. There's a nice gazebo where you during the shows you can have a drink right outside. And a beautiful night ocean air. Mm-hmm.
And the sounds, absolutely.
And speaking of air, we haven't mentioned it yet.
That's right, because it was such a big deal last year.
We're so used to it now.
It's so funny. It's a year old and people, but I got to tell you, you're talking about the air conditioning, which we put in for the first time in the 80-some-odd years of the theater last year. And I think it's been responsible for about a 20% boost in our general ticket sales because people just didn't want to go there because it could be really hot. You imagine putting 500 people on a 90-degree humid day. But it works like a charm. You know, you've been in it.
Absolutely. Very comfortable.
It's unbelievable the fact that we're able to pull it off and keep the look of the barn.
Yeah. It doesn't interfere with anything.
Not at all.
You don't even notice it. You just notice that I wasn't hot tonight.
Exactly. You've got it.
And that's the way you want it to be, not something that you would
You don't
notice.
Want to hear it or see it. Now, we're still white. These are small units that are all around the walls.
Right.
But I'm going to paint them the barn red color probably next year. But I felt, let's go 2 years with people noticing it, you know?
Yeah.
And then we can make them disappear right into the walls, paint-wise.
Besides the beautiful gardens and the gazebo and so forth, you can take a stroll right down the beautiful brick walk covered by vines
and beautiful roses
and so forth,
flowers.
And get to the bistro,
which is terrific. So I think it's the second or third year Rich and Tanya run the restaurant. They've done a great job for us, truly, and they've expanded it. They do lunch before the shows. You can go after the show you can actually have a burger or drink a dessert, and my favorite thing of all, of course, is the cabaret on the weekends. It is absolutely my favorite thing to go to. I went the second before we closed the show on your show and had an hour. It was a long cabaret, and it flew, but it was like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Packed. The people come out, the people you just saw on stage, they do whatever they want to sing. As you know, it's a blast. People have to do it. And you don't have to even buy a ticket to see the show. You can get in at 11 o'clock or whatever. You can just stroll in. It's like $8, I think, to get in.
Cover, have a great
time. Food, drink, all available.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Sunday night was packed. I mean, it was
almost the Didi Cabaret?
Yeah, it was almost standing room only.
Wow. Was it fun?
It was a great time. A lot of the members of Beauty and the Beast were there.
Oh, neat. Did they do anything or they just watch?
No, they just watched and clapped for us.
Cool. Awesome.
All right, let's get to another song. This is the Beast song, right? If I Can't Love Her?
This is his big song. And this is a great song. And it's really hard to find. This is the thing. Some of these vocal ranges, you'll hear it in this song at the end. It's hard to find these people.
Yeah.
Obviously, you sing. You know what it's like to be able to sing. And that's when we go to New York to cast. It takes us so long to get the right look, get the right actor, and get the right vocal out of them. And we nailed it with this one.
All right, here we go.
And in my twisted face, there's not the slightest trace of anything that even hints at kindness. And from my tortured shape, no comfort, no escape. I see, but deep within is utter blindness, hopeless, as my dream dies. As the time flies, love a lost illusion, helpless, unforgiving, cold and driven to this sad could move me, no goodness improve me, no power on earth if I can't love her, no passion could reach me, no lesson could teach me how I have loved her and make her love me too. If I can't love her, then who? Long ago I should have seen all the things I could have been. Careless and unthinking, I moved onward. If I can't love her, no spirit could win me, no hope left within me. Hope I could have loved her, and that she'd set me free. But it's not to be. If I can't love her, let the world be done with me.
Very dynamic. It's going to be amazing,
oh, yeah.
Sure.
This guy's
not
got a
only
great
do you
voice.
Have to have a good singer, but you have to have someone that can wear a costume.
Costumes. You have no idea. Costumes. We happen to own all these costumes. You will be amazed when you see this. We've got people dressed as candlesticks, as bureaus, as forks, knives, napkins, carpets. There are more intricate and amazing visual costumes in this show that you can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. And the worst part about this is I own the entire collection you're going to see at Theater by the Sea. I had to rent the Once Fedora show because we're doing the show at the same time, and it cost a bloody fortune to rent them. But you will be absolutely amazed when you see this stuff.
Now, a lot of people aren't familiar in this area with North Shore. Now, you've owned North Shore for about five or six
Seven.
Years. 7 years.
Yep.
Okay. And you run just started running some of the same shows, right? Before
no, actually, the- yeah. The second or third year, they started to, we tried to even share a show one time. That was more difficult, round versus not round. But now we try to share actors when the shows are not on top of each other. West Side Story, we had the same cast in both theaters. Mm-hmm. This year, both your show and Beauty and the Beast, they're at the same time. So different cast, different creative team, different. It's doing two full productions.
Hmm. That's
pretty
interesting.
Pretty lots of work.
lots of work. Now, just a little plug for North Shore, because my friend Tom is going to be working up there.
You're right. Young Frankenstein.
And
recreated his role, his amazing role.
I know. And I understand a lot of the cast. Tommy Labanaris is
most
coming.
Of the cast. Yeah. Most all the cast is being reunited.
That's
why it was that good.
If you saw Young Frankenstein at Theater by the Sea a couple of years ago.
Now see it in the round.
You got to go up this North Shore because it's a treat. It's a wonderful production. So we're not necessarily trying to sell North Shore on you, but it's a nice little ride.
Oh, and you're in the north of Boston. You get Gloucester, you got a big Rockport, nice place to just stroll and have lunch.
You go to Salem, not down, just down
literally
the road.
Literally 5 minutes away.
There you go. So, but Theater by the Sea will be having the Beauty and the Beast starting on Wednesday with previews, opening night, Friday night. And you can get tickets by going to the website, theaterbythesea.com. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call the number, which is...
What is it?
401?
401. I should know this by heart. You probably know the number. There we go. 782-8587.
There you go. And talk to Vinny and get yourself some tickets. And one of the things about Beauty, we talked briefly about the costumes and all the things that are going to be there. It's just a great family entertainment, but it's not for kids.
Well, it's what Disney does best. It's for everybody. Right. Everybody can enjoy their shows. Everybody.
Right. Everybody. So it's not. What I'm going to say is not just for kids.
No,
it's not. It's for everybody.
Honest to God, from 1 to 99 would enjoy this show.
And you go down there. You can make a dinner reservation at the bistro. You can do that first, or
I'll call Vinny. He'll make the reservation also.
Well, there
yep, he does it.
Vinny makes a reservation.
Yeah, he'll call in your reservation. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I didn't realize that, so that's great. Well, Bill, thanks so much for coming in today. I know you have a very, very busy schedule, and we'll look forward to the opening this week of Beauty and the Beast.
Great. Lots of fun. Thanks, Mike.
All right. We have one more big number that just about everybody knows when they hear this song. They're going to know where it's from. It's called Be Our Guest, and it's a big production number. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Cher Mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dry, why? We only live to serve. Try the gray stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on and fill your menu, take a glass, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flat is entertaining. Oh, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass, you want your own free pass. We'll be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fun dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Life is so
unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly, those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skin. Most days we just lay around the castle, flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in it. Oops-a-daisy.
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.